There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. No specific topic on this one, just some stuff that's caught my eye over the last 24 hours. Obviously headlined by Reid Marnie signing with the Canterbury Bulldogs on a 4-year deal kicking off in 2023. I don't think that's been completely confirmed yet, but I think the writing's been on the wall for a while. Fox Sports is reporting it, so I'm assuming you will see Reid Marnie at the Canterbury Bulldogs 2023 and beyond. A great signing for Canterbury. I've said for a long time, I think they need to find a 7 or a 9. Ideally, I think I probably would have rather them sign a 7, but getting a 9 like Reid Marnie, it is a fantastic get, no doubt about it. It is a real needle mover for me. So, exciting times for Canterbury. On the other hand, Parramatta, good God, this one has got to be a real kick in the dick, doesn't it? They don't really have a 9 to cover this guy. I think it's going to be hard to go into the market and get someone of Reid Marnie's caliber. It's going to be tough. It's got to be a real stinger for Parramatta fans, especially just as, you know, I've been doubting them for years, just as I think, fuck, maybe they're starting to head in the right direction of being able to properly compete for a premiership, not just be a top six or a top four team, but genuinely come the business end, come September football when the bright lights are on, Parramatta can compete. And then all of a sudden, I find out their best forward in Papali'i is leaving and one of the key spine players in their team is leaving, their hooker, Reid Marnie. It is a tough gig. Now, granted, both of them have got another year on their contract, but I never really like these messy situations where you know that guys are going to be leaving at the end of the season. You know that they've already signed to go somewhere else. It's just, you know, they already know they've got a big money contract coming. And that's not to say that Papali'i and Reid Marnie aren't going to play hard or aren't going to try as hard, but to be honest with you, I think it's got to play in the back of your mind somewhere. And for me, I look at Parramatta and, I mean, if they lose these two, their best forward and their hooker, arguably the best player in their spine, I mean, he was close to being picked in Origin 1 last year. Probably an injury kept him out. Is this premiership window closing? I mean, not that I ever really thought it was open to a huge degree. I think it was open to some extent, but good God, losing these two has got to close it, doesn't it? I mean, it is going to be so tough to find a way to get back off the canvas after losing both of these guys in 2023. I think that 2022, it might be a year that Parramatta sort of have to win now. And, you know, it's crazy how quickly everything can change in rugby league, how a team can look really stable, heading in the right direction, then one or two guys leave, and then the club just looks completely different. When I picture it without Reid Marnie and without Isaiah Papali'i, based on what I've seen at the moment, I'm really worried about Parramatta moving forward. It's such a surreal thing to think 10 weeks ago, I watched them really push Penrith and compete with them and probably get unlucky not to win that game and think, wow, this team's heading in the right direction. Now, I got to tell you, I'm sort of starting to backtrack the other way with these guys leaving. I expected Reid to stay, to be honest with you. I really did. I wasn't overly convinced Canterbury was going to be his landing spot. But, I mean, every indication, everything said he was going there. All the Canterbury pages were keen as. I understand that. But I sort of thought he would stay. I thought Parramatta was building something pretty special over there, but that's the way it's played out. Incredibly disappointing for Parramatta fans. That has got to be a real stinger. Dylan Napa, he signed with the Catalans to join Mitch Pearce over there. The nightlife is going to have a serious whack there once Napa and Pearce, old Roosters teammates, recombine over there. Napa, no stranger to having a good time. We know Pearcey very similar. James Maloney's enjoyed himself over there, so that'll be interesting times. But good on Dylan Napa. A really weird career. I don't know Dylan myself personally, but a lot of guys that I'm mates with are mates with him, and they just say how much of a champion he is and how he's very misunderstood, and he's obviously gotten into a bit of trouble over the last few years, sort of all of his own doing, 100%. But I'm happy to see Dylan go over there. He will enjoy himself. He will just love himself sick, and he's a guy that is always going to be a little bit obscure, Dylan Napa, but I'm confident he's going to be successful after football and stuff. He'll get into clothing or art or something a little bit out there. This has always been Dylan Napa's sort of go, and he'll be successful. But I wish him all the best over there at the Catalans, joining Mitch Pearce. Those two, they will have a great time together. Christian Welsh, he re-signed with the Melbourne Storm until the end of the 2025 season. Once again, another big fish that I thought maybe the Dolphins could land. I got to tell you, it's starting to get a little bit grim, isn't it? I can't believe we're at, what are we, November 26, 27, something along those lines, and they've signed Duck Eggs. There is nothing doing here. I love that they've got Wayne Bennett and Peter O'Sullivan, but when I said 2 weeks ago that this team would be successful because of them, I've got to tell you, I expected there to be a couple of signings, or at least a signing for the Dolphins. They've now missed out on Christian Welsh. Brandon Smith is still up there, but I'm sort of hearing he's going to be at the Roosters. So it's going to be interesting to see who their marquee guy is. It makes me think more and more it could be Kalen Ponga. But, I mean, based off what we've seen so far, they seem to be struggling to get guys. Maybe there's something I'm missing or whatever. But Christian Welsh signing with the Melbourne Storm, that is fantastic for them. Another sort of bitter hit for the Dolphins, though, or at least from my perspective. I'm sure he's a guy that they would have been considering, they would have had their eye on. A leader in our game, sensational on and off the field. Luciano Leilua, it's been confirmed that he will be going to North Queensland Cowboys in 2023. He will be trying to get an early release for 2022. We touched on this earlier yesterday. There has been a couple of options thrown up for potentially a player trade heading into 2022. The name that I saw was Hylam Lukey. Now, you all know how highly I hold this kid. I think he's going to be a real star of the future. He's got proper X factor. He is just different. I don't know. There's something about this kid. I really do like him. As much as I love Luciano Leilua, if you know he's going to North Queensland in 2023, and you've got the possibility of getting Hylam Lukey for next season, do it now. Do it in a heartbeat. Don't outthink the room. Make that swap right now, West Tigers. I think he could be absolutely anything moving forward. Once again, I worry if the West Tigers are the team to get the very best out of him. I did worry that with Luciano Leilua, though, and I think he's played great footy the last 2 years. Is he perfect? No, there are defensive issues. There are parts of his game that he still needs to work on, but I think, considering the player he arrived at the West Tigers at and the player that he's seemingly going to leave as, I think the West Tigers have done really well with Luciano Leilua. I really do. Still, I wouldn't be paying him the $700,000-$800K that is being reported, if that is true. But I'll tell you what, if you can swap him for Hylam Lukey, I think that's a decent little win for the West Tigers. I think that'd be a really good get, and that's a move that I would make in a heartbeat, with all due respect to Luciano Leilua. If he's going there the year after anyway, give him a head start up there. Release the whole Leilua smell. Just let it go. It's not working out. Get a guy like Hylam Lukey into your system. That really could be anything moving forward. Now, the other one I want to touch on is something that I posted last night.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Didn't get a negative response to it, which I was a little bit surprised with. I thought people were going to blow up. But you all know how highly I regard Egan Butcher. I think he's going to be a superstar in the future for the Sydney Roosters. I think he could be a captain down the track. I think he's going to be a premier forward in our game for a very long time. Now, he's come into the first grade scene probably earlier than what he should have because they had so many injuries this year. Yes, he had some handling issues, no doubt about it. Blind Freddy could point those out to you. Look, I've watched this kid play a lot of footy. I wouldn't say that he has a handling issue, yeah? I know a lot of people have watched him in first grade and he hasn't been great as far as that goes. I understand that, but I promise you he will overcome that. Yeah, with more experience, once the nerves start to work out of his game, I'm confident he is going to be a star, okay? So doubt him all you want. I'm telling you, you're going to have egg all over your face. And I remember during the season, Reece Walsh, when he was at the Broncos at the start of the season, I said, fuck, this kid is carving it up in the trials. He could push for that fullback jersey over Jermaine Osako. They went with Osako by round 10 or whatever it was. Reece Walsh was playing for the Warriors, and there was a moment of his first night, his debut, where him and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck walked out of the sheds, and there was a photo taken from behind them, and I posted that photo, and I said, this could be a changing of the guard moment, and every Dick and Harry messaged me and said, what the hell are you talking about? Roger's a champion. Who is this kid? The Broncos didn't want him. They're coming last, blah, blah, blah. All the same old, you know, internet shit. Anyway, here we are. Roger has left. Reece Walsh is the fullback. Even when Roger was there, he knew how good this kid was, that he was going to the wing and allowing him to jump into fullback, Reece Walsh. And now he's going to be the future that the Warriors are going to build around. And it's that sort of changing of the guard moment that I saw in that photo that I think you can all see now in hindsight. Obviously, I saw a lot of Reece Walsh, so I knew he was going to be the goods. But there's another photo that I saw the other day, and I uploaded it on my Instagram last night, to go and have a look at it. It's Boyd Cordner. Now, he did a really good interview with The Scope, Justin Horro, on his podcast under the YKTR banner the other day. I highly advise you go and have a listen to it. Even better, jump on The Scope podcast YouTube page. Have a watch of it. It's sensational. He is such a smart character, Boyd Cordner. Tough as nails. I've just got so much time and respect for him. And he's obviously working at the Roosters now, and he's working with the young forwards. There's been a couple of photos getting around and everything. And there's a picture that I saw the other day of him with Egan Butcher. And for me, I wouldn't say it's a changing of the guard picture, because I think Egan's a few years away from being a real established superstar in our game. It's not like the Reece Walsh, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, where I knew Reece Walsh was ready to step into a full-time role and play extremely good football. Egan, he's probably still a year or two away from being a proper first grader. Yeah, it takes 50 odd games when you're in the back row to become a real first grader. Egan's still got a little bit further to go before I would say he's an established first grader. But this image of Boyd Cordner and Egan Butcher, it stood out for me straight away. It just made me think about the career of Boyd Cordner and how I think Egan Butcher could really mirror it. Now, obviously, Boyd Cordner, touted as a youngster, same as Egan Butcher. If you live in the South Sydney area, you've known about the name for quite some time. If you listen to this podcast, you've known the name for quite some time. Came onto the scene really young, has proven he's tough as nails. I just think that, and you know, obviously Boyd Cordner, he was the Australian captain, New South Wales captain, three-time premiership winner. Once again, go and have a listen to Scope's podcast. 2013, he was told 6 weeks out from the grand final that his injury had keep him out for 12 weeks. 6 weeks later, he played in the NRL grand final. And after not playing a game before that, Trent Robertson decided to start him in the 13 jersey. So it just shows the sort of caliber that Boyd Cordner was at such a young age. Incredible. The Roosters brought him into their first grade system when he was 16 years old. Just crazy to think about. Now, Egan Butcher, the start of his career hasn't sort of mirrored that of Boyd Cordner, but I think moving forward, it could, to be honest with you. I think he's a guy that could be a kangaroo for a long time and New South Wales Blue for a long time. And I think in 10 years' time, which is a long way down the track, don't get me wrong, I understand that. It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if we look back at this picture and we say, you know what, Egan Butcher, he is very similar to a Boyd Cordner. It won't shock me at all if we are comparing these two guys in 10 years' time. I expected to get a heap of pushback on this picture and a heap of messages. I actually didn't. So I think people are starting to appreciate how good this kid can be, Egan Butcher. But it was a photo that stood out for me. As soon as I saw it, it made me think back to the Reece Walsh and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck picture, not to the same degree, but it did give me those sort of vibes, which that one I absolutely nailed. To give myself a little pat on the back for that one. It was a changing of the guard moment. This one, I don't think it's going to be a changing of the guard moment now, but I think in 5 or 10 years' time, we'll look back and think, wow, Egan Butcher, he really has stepped into the boots of Boyd Cordner.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.